Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
As winter draws to a close, I'd like to take a moment to reflect on the amazing weather phenomenon that is a snowflake. When winter weather dumps inches of snow upon us, it's easy to overlook the tiny works of art, those intricate and delicate snowflakes which make up the storm. Snowflakes, or to use a more scientific term, snow crystals, come in a variety of different shapes, including long, thin needles, flat hexagonal plates, columns, and irregularly shaped pellets called graupel. The International Snow Classification System recognizes 10 different shapes in all, only one of which is the traditional snowflake image. The classic six-armed snowflake shape is called a stellar dendrite by scientists. When teaching programs about snow, someone inevitably asks me, "Is it really true that no two snowflakes are alike?" And as far as I can tell, the answer is, well, maybe, and here's why. Three things are needed to form these intricate crystals, and the first two are fairly obvious: water and temperatures below freezing. The third item is a little more inconspicuous. Water cannot condense and freeze all on its own. Every snowflake needs a piece of atmospheric dust or salt at its core. This particle is referred to as a nucleating agent, and it attracts the water molecules, which then condense and begin to freeze. From there, a snowflake's overall shape is determined by a number of other variables, including atmospheric temperature, the amount of available moisture, wind speed, and mid-air collisions with other snowflakes. To add more complexity, consider that each individual snowflake contains somewhere on the order of 10 quintillion water molecules. That's a 10 with 18 zeros behind it. While the way these molecules bind to each other is dictated by the laws of physics, the sheer number of ways in which 10 quintillion water molecules can arrange themselves as they freeze into place is mind-boggling. But then again, how many snowflakes do you think fall in the typical March snowstorm in Utah? A lot. One scientist has estimated that the number of individual snowflakes that have fallen on Earth in the planet's history is 10 with 34 zeros behind it. In all of those snowflakes, is it possible that there are two exactly alike? Well, yeah, maybe. But good luck finding them. For more information and some beautiful snowflake photographs, please visit our website at www.wildaboututah.org. Thank you to the Rocky Mountain Power Foundation for supporting the research and development of this Wild About Utah topic. For the Stokes Nature Center and Wild About Utah, this is Andrea Liberator.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.